Taking a look at the general situation, high pressure ridging across the Turks and Caicos Islands is maintaining warm, stable, and breezy conditions as Saharan dust limits shower activity today. For special warnings, there is a high risk of rip currents along eastern and southern shorelines and Atlantic exposed beaches. Beachgoers and swimmers should refrain from entering waters in those areas. Members of the public is advised to wear protective clothing and sunscreen and seek shaded areas while outside during peak sunshine hours, as UV indices are expected to be in the very high to extreme range today. For today's forecast, partly cloudy and hazy with isolated showers possible today, and then mostly fair tonight. Winds will be coming from the east to southeast at 10 to 20 knots and gusting up to near gale force, which is 28 to 33 knots. Seas will be slight to moderate with wave heights of 3 feet or less near shore, building up to 5 to 6 feet offshore. The daytime high temperature is expected to rise to 91 degrees Fahrenheit with a heat index of 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and the overnight low temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunset will be at 7:20 p.m., the next low tide is at 3:27 p.m., and the next high tide at 10:38 p.m. For the extended forecast, high-pressure ridging will build across the Turks and Caicos Islands through the weekend and into next week, bringing hot and mostly stable conditions. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Saturday night, fair with a low around 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds will be east to southeast at 10 to 20 knots with gusts up to near gale force. Seas, slight to moderate with wave heights of 3 feet or less near shore, building up to 5 to 6 feet offshore and then increasing to 7 to 8 feet offshore in the evening. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday night, fair with a low around 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds will be easterly at 10 to 20 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. And seas slight to moderate with wave heights of 3 feet or less near shore, building up to 5 to 6 feet offshore. And for the tropical weather outlook, a tropical wave located about 400 miles east of the Windward Islands is producing gusty winds and a large area of showers and thunderstorms. This system is moving into a region of increasing upper-level winds and dry air, and the potential of development continues to decrease. The system has a low chance of tropical cyclone formation in the next 48 hours. And then in the eastern tropical Atlantic, there's a wave over the central tropical Atlantic located more than 1,000 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands. And this continues to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms. A tropical depression could form this weekend or early next week while the wave moves westward or west-northwestward across the central tropical Atlantic. This system has a low chance of tropical cyclone formation in the next 48 hours and a medium chance in the next 7 days. And that is a look at the three-day public weather forecast issued on Friday, August 14th by the Turks and Caicos Islands National Weather Service.